Penguin Random House Audio presents Ardennes, 1944, The Battle of the Bulge, by Antony Beaver. Read for you by Sean Barrett.
Chapter 1. Victory Fever. Early on the 27th of August, 1944, General Dwight D. Eisenhower left Chartres to see the newly liberated Paris. "It's Sunday," the Supreme Allied Commander told General Omar Bradley, whom he took with him. "Everyone will be sleeping late. We can do it without any fuss." Yet the two generals were hardly inconspicuous as they bowled along towards the French capital on their supposedly informal visit. The Supreme Commander's olive-drab Cadillac was escorted by two armored cars and a jeep with a brigadier general leading the way. When they reached the Porte d'Orléans, an even larger escort from the 38th Cavalry Reconnaissance Squadron awaited in review order under the orders of Major General Giraud. Leonard Giraud, an old friend of Eisenhower, still seethed with resentment because General Philippe Leclerc of the French 2nd Armored Division had consistently disobeyed all his orders during the advance on Paris. The day before, Giraud, who considered himself the military governor of Paris, had forbidden Leclerc and his division to take part in General de Gaulle's procession from the Arc de Triomphe to Notre Dame. He had told him instead to continue on present mission of clearing Paris and environs of enemy. Leclerc had ignored Giraud throughout the liberation of the capital, but that morning he had sent part of his division north, out of the city, against German positions around Saint-Denis. The streets of Paris were empty because the retreating Germans had seized almost every vehicle that could move. Even the metro was unpredictable because of the feeble power supply. In fact, the so-called City of Light.